For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. The White House says President Trump would support some of the GOP-led efforts to change immigration laws. Meantime, he's denouncing Democrats, accusing them of not doing enough to secure the border.
Democrats in Congress have opposed every measure that would close these immigration loopholes and bring the slaughter to an end. Americans must demand their lawmakers support the legislation we need to defeat MS-13 once and for all.
The president is being criticized for his policy of separating some children and their parents at the border. Oregon Democratic Senator Jeff Merkley says it's a bad plan.
If they're not going to be granted asylum, they're going to be sent back home. There's no reason to treat them like criminals and inflict harm on children and adults in the process.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now, it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
A suspected murderer is among three men who escaped from a jail in southeastern Illinois. The White County Sheriff's Office says deputies discovered the inmates missing in the morning. Sheriff Doug Meyer.
It's a concrete block building, basically, and they had somehow got the mortar eased around that, and then they used some pipe that we think was obtained from our privacy area for the shower areas, and they managed to batter and push that through.
The prisoners got about a 2.5-hour head start on the pursuers. Private investigators want to use the same DNA tracking system that identified the suspected Golden State Killer to solve decades-old murder and missing person cases. Advocates want supporters to transfer their genetic profiles from companies such as Ancestry.com and 23andMe to a public database accessible to police. They say making the public database larger will help investigators find criminals. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. I'm a father of four, and I worry every day about this dangerous world. There are so many things that could go wrong. Economic collapse, stock market crash, terrorist attack, war with North Korea. There's a lot to worry about when it comes to protecting your income, assets, and your family's future. Thankfully, my good friends at Tangible Investments are your safe haven from the storm. Call now, and Tangible Investments will send you, absolutely free, a 1-ounce American Silver Eagle, along with your guide for investing in precious metals. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call toll-free 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000.
Motorcycles may follow the path of self-driving cars, USA's Rick Vincent reports.
First it was self-driving cars, now it's self-driving motorcycles. Torquil Ross Martin, a British inventor, came up with the first prototype. He spoke to Sky News and says self-driving motorcycles could one day be safer than those driven by people. He says that's because human minds tend to be on matters other than the road.
You're not necessarily completely focused on what you're doing. You're thinking about what you're going to do when you get to the office or whether you're running late or, you know, all these kinds of things. That's the sort of area in which it will improve the safety for commuters.
The BMW C1 can reportedly steer, control its speed, and keep itself upright without any human intervention. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
Pope Francis is saying those having abortions because a fetus has a disability or malformation have a Nazi mindset. In a speech to the Forum of Family Associations celebrating its 25th anniversary this year, Francis also stressed God's vision of the family is between a man and a woman. Francis said the whole world has been scandalized by what the Nazis did. Today we do the same, but with white gloves. He also said it is painful to think society accepts killing children simply because they are sick or disabled. Children are the greatest gift, he said, even when they are sick. Children must be received as they come, as God sends them. For USA Radio.